The Tanana Chiefs Conference has the responsibility to provide health services to the 37 federally recognized tribes in Alaska's interior, as well as anyone who qualifies through the Indian Health Service, or IHS. Right now, the doors are staying open at the IHS clinic across the road from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. Chief Andrew Isaac Health Center is the medical hub for Native health in the interior, and the Tanana Chiefs Conference pays the bills.
We're lucky right now that we have enough funding where we can keep things operational and help our tribes in the interior. But if this goes on as long as some are saying, I don't know what that means.
TCC Chairman Victor Joseph says the organization can withstand a little bit of cash drought, for the present at least. Most of the Federal Department of Health and Human Services is funded during the partial government shutdown, but not so the Interior Department, through which all the money for the Indian Health Service flows. Joseph is frustrated that the huge amount of daily communication between tribes and federal agencies has come to a standstill. He's also concerned about disrupting patients seeking medical care.
Our ability to coordinate care with IHS is problematic, and the ability for the federal government to meet their trust responsibility is also cannot be done if the federal government's closed.
In the meantime, there are 18 federal workers providing health services at TCC who are not getting paid, and they are required to keep working. They are commissioned corps officers who wear military-style uniforms and work for the Public Health Service under the Surgeon General. Joseph says TCC is trying to figure out a way to pay them, even though there's no federal money coming in.
We have some commissioned corps officers that may have not got their checks, and we just made some agreements on how we might be able to help them get their paychecks, and we're still in the process of that.
TCC administration is also contacting tribes around the interior to monitor and assess how the federal government shutdown is affecting them. Right now, most tribes are able to conduct business as usual, but that could change soon. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Robin.